Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
I almost read I'm Brandon.
Well, that would have been a mistake because I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
And you're Krista. Yes. Yeah, you're Krista. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, with Disneyland reopening, we've chatted a lot about the different YouTube channels we've been watching. So this week's episode... There's
only one way to live vicariously, and that's exactly via YouTube.
Exactly. So we are going to be chatting about all our favorite Disney theme, Disneyland specifically, but Disney in general, YouTube channels.
There's a lot of YouTube content out there for Disney fanatics.
Yes, so we're going to talk about our favorites.
Our favorites. Yes. And they seem to all know each other.
It's true.
Which is like, actually kind of really cool.
I know, I love when they overlap.
It's like a Disney YouTube universe.
Exactly. Like the MCU.
It's like the MCU, yeah. but for Disney YouTube.
They're like in-universe.
Yeah.
Before we get to any of that, though, we always talk about a few things top of show. Brandon, what's your current nerd thing this week that you're kind of into?
Well, so it was May the 4th this past week.
Woohoo! May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And then Revenge of the 5th. And the 6th.
And
this is the May.
And many more. This is the May.
This is the May.
Yes. Mark Hamill did not post every day this month.
Not this month.
This time.
No.
He's given up on that. Yes. He's like, that's too much work. I'm not doing it anymore. No, actually, there was a big sale on our VR headset.
Yes.
And they had a big Star Wars bundle for May the 4th.
Sweet.
And so I got all the Vader Immortal episodes.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a Star Wars pinball collection.
Which looks super cool.
And Star Wars Galaxy's Edge VR.
I'm really excited about that.
You can go visit Batuu.
Yes.
In VR.
Well, since we can't get to the parks right now because, you know, A, border closed. B, California residents only still at Disneyland. But Disneyland is open, so we're getting closer.
Also, the border's closed.
And also the border closed. So maybe this is the way we get to go to Batuu.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, sounds good. Do you want to know what my nerd thing is?
Kinda, I guess. Well, I mean, that's what we're doing right now.
This is like the section we're in right now, yes. I don't know if this is a nerd thing so much, but I got my first vaccination for COVID.
I think that's awesome.
I'm so excited.
Standing ovation.
Yay!
Hooray!
So I'm so excited. So that's basically my big thing.
You're part of the Pfizer squad.
I know. Whoop, whoop, Pfizer. Is that whoop, whoop? Is that still cool?
No.
Darn.
You would know that.
I know. Yeah, I hang out with teenagers way more than you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So they opened up in Alberta to teachers and school staff that we could book a couple days earlier than
the general public.
Yeah. So you're booked in. You get next week.
Woo. Yeah.
High five.
Less than 4 days away from when this episode airs.
Yeah.
that's pretty crazy.
I don't know if it's quite nerd thing, but I'm just like really excited about it.
Like, nerd thing aside, that's how we're going to get out of this pandemic.
It's true. Alberta's in a really rough place right now. We actually are going into another round of like pretty bad lockdowns. We went on Instagram Live tonight. We're recording this on a Friday. Our local brew pub. Brewery is, you know, having to go to takeout only again, and their last night open on the patio only, of course, was tonight, so we wanted to kind of go support them. So we went to the patio and had some poutine.
Woo!
Shout out Canadian
poutine.
Yeah. And a couple beers, which we'll talk about here in a minute. I'm about to go back to, or I'm currently going back to at-home teaching online, which, you know, Yeah, well, it is what it is.
No one wants to do this.
No one does, but you know, the way out of it is just to like deal with it. Go get vaccinated when it's your turn.
Believe in the science.
It's true. And I'm so, so happy that I was able to book and get my first round of vaccination because literally that is the way out of it. So, I mean, like, I'm sorry if you do not agree or anything like that. We are kind of on the side of science. So,
yeah, I mean, we're nerds.
We're nerds, right? We're nerds. I don't think this is surprising.
Nerds love science.
Yay, nerds. High five again for nerds. That was a really bad high five. Let's try again. Whoa, that was more in front of the microphone. So that's my nerd thing. I guess my other nerd thing was I did a little shopping. I got some Disney-themed and nerd-themed stuff. You know I like my Loungefly bags. Why don't you sound excited about this? Anytime I talk about Lash Fly
Because
Fix.
I'm an accountant in it, and the money is scared.
Well, this is okay because it's not officially a Lounge Fly bag.
Oh, great.
So it is a mini backpack. I got an Animal Crossing one. I got really high-pitched there. But mm-hmm. I got an Animal Crossing mini backpack to, even though it's not Lounge Fly, it's Lounge Fly-esque.
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks like a Lounge Fly backpack,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So it fits in with the collection, and I'm super excited about it because, of course, I talk about Animal Crossing all the time. I love Animal Crossing. I'm very excited about it. It's teal. It's cute. It's an awesome. I'm happy. And I got a few Disney bounding swimsuits because eventually it'll be summer here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually. So I got a Hot Topic was having a clearance sale kind of thing.
Shout out to Hot Topic for having Disney stuff.
Yes. Anyway. So I got a Lilo and Stitch swimsuit and also a Moana top.
It's cute.
It's super cute.
They're cute.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, summer happens.
Summer's coming.
And hopefully, some lockdowns ease along with all the vaccinations.
Yeah.
So, I got lots of nerd stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of nerdy, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Fair. Other things we talk about top of show. We kind of mentioned this a little bit, but let's talk about more. What are you drinking right now while we record?
Well, I mean, that's like the main topic of tonight is... Mm-hmm. We went out to our local brew pub.
It's true.
And we had a whole bunch of beers.
We had several, yes.
Several beers.
Mm-hmm. And poutine.
And poutine.
I don't know why I guess a lot about that. I'm sorry, poutine.
Poutine.
Was very exciting.
But we brought back a growler of the Sweet Ride.
Yes.
From the Pass Brewing Company.
Okay, we're going to clink. Ready? Did that work?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Okay.
Yeah, Sweet Ride, which is a wheat raspberry delicious concoction.
It's one of their summertime ones, and it is not just my favorite beer from there, but it is literally my favorite beer I've had, period.
And I mean, you like beer.
It's true.
But this is just really good.
It's like fruit juice met with beer, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They came up
with
Sweet Ride.
It's delicious. Anyway,
plus
that's
a
what
punny
we're
name, which I seriously appreciate. Yeah, so we are both having Sweet Ride. Yay, Sweet Ride. Woo! Shout out, Pass Beer. As we did on Instagram Live, if you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, we talk about whatever Marvel show is on right now. Right now, the new show on Disney Plus is Bad Batch. However, we are still frantically catching up with Clone Wars.
From what I understand, you can't really watch Bad Batch without watching Clone Wars, which, fair enough, we're just behind on our Star Wars animated shows. And Clone Wars is great. So don't skip that.
Yeah, and you know what? I shouldn't say we're frantically catching up because we're enjoying, savoring Clone Wars.
It's so good. Like, I cannot overstate how amazing Clone Wars, it saves the prequel movies
right?
for me. Like, oh,
I almost
so
want to, I mean, I don't really want to watch the prequel movies again, but I almost want to just because of how good Clone Wars
is. It's so good.
Yeah, it's true. A coworker of mine has mentioned on several times that he almost wants to sit down, because he's a Star Wars fan, and he always said he wants to sit down and write down which episodes we should watch and not watch, and I'm always like, no, just
watch them all.
I mean, yes.
There's
some seasons are better than others, some episodes are better than others, but you know what? Enjoy them all, because it all layers on to each other.
Yeah. You get a whole bunch of Obi-Wan character development. You get a whole...
Oh, my goodness. And by the way, this leading into the Obi-Wan series, I think is going to be great. I don't think you... Why? I'm assuming you don't need to watch the Clone Wars.
No, you don't, but it'll
leading
help.
Into exactly. So I think this is really nice.
But
so,
you get a whole bunch of Obi-Wan character development. You get, a metric crap ton of Anakin character development.
All of a sudden,
And then you get this really cool new character, Ahsoka.
Well, yeah. Who's fantastic.
Who,
new with quotation marks, because,
Well, no, she gets introduced in Clone Wars. That's why I'm saying she's new.
Okay.
She is kind of annoying at the beginning, and then she, grows into this amazing character, and then you see her in a Mandalorian.
It's true. Is Ahsoka,
There's a reason she's, she earned her place as a fan favorite, whereas, Boba Fett, he's also in this series, and he's kind of annoying as well. True. As a little snot-nosed kid. And then you're like, oh, no, wait, Boba Fett's cool, too. It's all really cool.
I mean, Ahsoka ends up in the sequel trilogy when they do the voiceover in Rise of Skywalker. She's one of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she earns that place. So, I don't know. We're not finished Clone Wars, but we're really, really enjoying it.
Disney A News Update.
So, we got a whole bunch of news from Disneyland. They're trying to open everything wide open as much as they can with the staffing that they have.
Yes.
But the big news was Paradise Pier is opening June 15th.
Yay!
The Paradise Pier Hotel.
Yes. Because right now only Disneyland Hotel is open. Oh, no, sorry. Disneyland Hotel isn't open. Grand Californian is open.
Grand Californian is the only hotel in Disneyland, like the official Disneyland hotels. Yeah, they're opening that, and I'm sure Disneyland Hotel is not far behind. And then just this morning, we got a surprise announcement about Muppets / Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Is doing a show / something on Disney Plus.
Yes.
When I first heard this, I was like, I have no idea what the heck is going on. But I thought it would be really funny if they just edited in clips of Muppets with the Eddie Murphy movie.
You know what? They could make it work.
They could make it work. It would be funny. I know that's not what they're doing. But no. I think that would be hilarious.
Okay, so can I just jump in here for a second?
No.
Oh.
Yes, you can, yeah.
So I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but they also announced a bunch of merch right now.
Yeah.
That's all Halloween themed.
Halfway to Halloween.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Announced by Deadly.
Uncle Deadly from the Muppets.
By the way,
okay.
He's adorable.
I don't know how much I've talked about this or not. We're going to talk about this in the next episode, I know. But, like, I'm a massive Muppet fan.
Muppets are amazing.
Well, yes. I mean, how can you not be a massive Muppet fan?
Some people aren't.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, I didn't
love
say they weren't.
The Muppets. So this is like, I'm just super excited about this. And I love Uncle Deadly.
Uncle Deadly had like a bunch of supporting roles in all the Muppet movies. The recent ABC series, The Muppets.
Yes.
He was a fantastic part of that. Yes. And I was like, Uncle Deadly is awesome.
He's like Miss Piggy's
personal assistant.
Yeah. He's fantastic. Mm. And an aspiring clothing designer. By Deadly,
yes. We get to see what that's
happening. I found that interesting because they do like Christmas in July for Halfway to Christmas. Mm. And now Disney is trying to bring up this Halfway to Halloween thing.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. They can sell more stuff.
100%. Yeah. And Disney does really well with Halloween stuff now, lately.
Well, they got Nightmare Before Christmas, which is the biggest Halloween merch 100%. Fest in the world, so.
Yes, and actually, Disney World just announced they were going to do a Disney event. This is the first event that has been announced. But we don't really talk Disney World too much. I think it's at Magic Kingdom.
For Halloween?
Yes.
Like in October?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's good news.
So they just announced it was going to happen, and it's pretty exciting. Of course, more details about that will come out, but...
October's a ways away,
but it's kind of like this nice kind of like... Return to normalcy.
Exactly.
And it's not quite a normal event that they've done before, but it is an event, and they haven't been able to do an event, period. That's very exciting.
Cool.
And
very
I like
cool.
Halloween, so...
Yeah. So, and then the other big news, Disney Plus news, there was a very special announcement. Loki series was supposed to come out on June 11th, but you know that rascally Loki fella, he's like, no, I'm coming out earlier.
What a trickster.
And Wednesdays are the new Fridays.
Apparently.
So, yeah, we're getting Loki's on Wednesdays.
Okay, so positive and a negative to this.
Well, it's earlier. That's the positive.
And the negative?
If you have to stay up till midnight on a Tuesday, that sounds kind of painful for the rest of the week. Yeah.
I like that you knew what my positive and negative were for. Well, I'm super happy to get it 2 days early. But we have made a little bit of a habit of staying up really late, at least on the finale.
Well,
We did it a couple times for WandaVision.
You were like really jonesing for
okay,
it.
Okay, fair.
We stayed up for the actual finale of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
I don't know if we can do it at all for Loki.
You know what? I think it's going to end when I'm out of work, like, because I'm a teacher. My school year's done at the end of June. When does Loki end?
Well, it starts June 9th, so, yeah, you'll be not working.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine. I have a regular day job. Thank you very much.
I'm going to stay up late and watch it.
Oh, my goodness.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Many coffees.
Many coffees.
Many coffees.
I'll make you espresso in the morning.
Yeah, many, many espressos. If there was any Disney Plus show in the MCU that I was really super, super duper excited for, it was Loki.
WandaVision for me.
No, it was Loki. Mm-hmm. And WandaVision was great.
Mm-hmm.
And Falcon and the Winter Soldier was great. But Loki, I was like, nope, I'm signed up for that. And hopefully they can pull it off.
Okay, so we talked before, Falcon and Winter Soldier broke all these records for, like, number one on, I think it was the initial episode, as far as people tuning into it and things like that. I would not be surprised at all if Loki beat this.
Oh, Loki's a very popular character. Tom Hiddleston's a very popular actor.
Yeah, he is.
it's gonna work, yeah. It's just... Yeah. And then the other thing for May the 4th is they had a special limited edition lightsaber package.
Yay!
Legacy lightsabers at the parks.
Yes.
And online. But they only had 3,000 of them. 1,000 to Disneyland, 1,000 to Disney World, and 1,000 online.
Yep.
And the 1,000 online sold out in like...
5 minutes.
5 minutes. But it was the Reforged Anakin lightsaber.
Yep.
Hi, Kitty.
our kitty recording buddy has shown up again.
And then the first time ever you could buy the Leia lightsaber from Rise of Skywalker, where they had the flashback to Leia training Rey, and she had her own lightsaber, and they have the reproduction of that.
So what did you think about the Leia lightsaber?
I thought it was really cool, but it's not something that I don't feel like I need very much. It was in one movie for, like, a flashback.
No, I don't. I remember her grabbing it. Like, I remember that moment of her grabbing it.
She trains with Luke.
And it was really exciting because it was the first time you saw Leia's lightsaber.
Yeah, she's just training with Luke in the flashback.
And I just love the fact that Leia had a lightsaber.
No, okay. It's cool, but,
So, we were booked in at Savvy's workshop for you to build a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. So, now with everything, and I understand this is a legacy lightsaber.
Different, yeah.
So, different. No, but if you were to just, like, get a lightsaber or build a lightsaber, like, what style would you be leaning towards? If you could build any lightsaber, or if you could buy any lightsaber, or one of each, or whatever, what would you be kind of like, this is the lightsaber style that I like?
Yeah, I'm leaning to either, like, Anakin's original, not the Reforged. I don't really like the Reforged.
Really?
Nah.
Okay.
That kind of style, like... Either Anakin's or Darth Vader's.
Mm-hmm. You're like those a classic.
Those are very similar, actually, if you don't really know. They're very similar.
I wonder if that is symbolic at all.
It is.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So that's cool. It was very limited edition. The package that it came in was...
Oh my god, that looks
really,
so cool.
Really cool, and they wrapped up just like... when Rey buries them in the sand.
And you couldn't buy one or the other. Like, to get Leia's, you had to get it with the Reforged.
And this was the first time you could ever get Leia's, but the Reforged had been for sale before.
So, I will say this. I understand that, like, I'm coming at it from a different perspective than you. I understand it was only in the movie for, like, I don't know, like, 30 seconds or whatever. I love Leia's lightsaber. I don't know if it's the packaging. I don't know if it's the fact that it was Leia's lightsaber. I would be, like, so tempted to get the package deal. Obviously, we didn't get it, but the package deal with
Leia's. Well, we didn't have the opportunity to get it.
No, we didn't have the choice. Well, no. We didn't jump on Shop Disney either at the right time. But this was fantastic. So, like, hats off to people who got it. Because, like...
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
I loved it. And for me, Leia is significant in a lot of different ways as, like, an adult woman. And, like, I didn't even grow up with her being... Like, I watched the movies growing up and everything. But, like, her as an adult woman is very significant. And so, like, just holding her lightsaber would have been, like... I totally get it. And the packaging for this was just insane.
Oh, the packaging was amazing.
Insane. You know what you should do? If you haven't seen it, you should go on YouTube.
Weird. Should talk about YouTube.
We should talk about YouTube.
So, if you're listening to us on Magic the Mouse Radio. We're going to pay some bills right now.
Well, we're going to let them pay some bills.
Well, right, they're going to let them pay some bills. They have the bills. We don't have any bills.
It's true.
Yeah, well, we're just sitting in our basement talking.
It's true. With our cat who keeps meowing at the microphone.
Yeah. Hey, he's cute, but that's fine. Pay some bills on Magic the Mouse Radio and join us after.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head. It's just content.
Oh. Ah,
yeah. Disney A grab bag. Okay, so like we said, top of show, we are talking YouTube today.
Yeah, lots of YouTube. I mean, living in Canada right now, if you want to visit the Disney parks, well, you really can't.
Yeah, and I mean, we hear, okay, so let's be totally upfront here. You're not supposed to cross the border. Well, you can't drive across the border. You're not supposed to cross the border unless, like, for pleasure or whatever, but we do hear stories about people doing it, like, frequently.
We're going to say you can't visit Disney parks right now.
You're not supposed to.
I don't care if you can jump through loopholes or anything like that. That's stupid.
We don't condone, like, jumping around the rules.
No. Anyway.
So we're just
saying
we
can't. The way you can is to watch YouTube.
And specifically, since, of course, we are concerned with Disneyland specifically, Disneyland right now is only open to California residents. So really, YouTube it is.
Absolutely.
So we talk a lot about, oh, hey, we saw this on YouTube, and oh, yeah, we've been watching this on YouTube. And we mentioned a few times that we wanted to talk about our favorite YouTube channels, just to kind of like hats off to them and thank them, especially like with quarantine stuff that has been going on and everything. Living vicariously is a
so
thing, people.
We're like semi-content creators.
We're working on it.
And we're working on it. Like, just very, very casually.
Yes.
The channels we're going to talk about, like, are serious, high-end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do really...
They're next level.
They do a really good job, and they've also, like, started to rely on it as, like, a source of income, which, good for them that 100%. They're able to do that. No begrudging them that at all, but this whole pandemic thing has been very difficult because they haven't had a park to go to create content. Like, just watching them adapt to that and do things... like show old clips maybe or do current stuff or other stuff. It's been really good. And watching them transition back into seeing Downtown Disney open and watching the cast previews and Disney back open.
Right. Touch of Disney,
all that stuff. Yeah. It's been really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And thanks to them for like just letting us see that because we can't participate.
Right.
And literally living vicariously is the only way we can do it.
I think going along with the quarantine thing, like, we started watching these people. I think the earliest episodes we would watch of any of these, and I'm saying episodes like it's a TV show, the earliest shows we would watch of any of these would have been, like, what, December, January?
Yeah,
so like we were watching this for years and we're loyal members. Like, we started watching occasionally leading up to our planning of our trip of April 2020. Great timing,
We were trying to research our own trip and we're like, oh, we'll just see what is on YouTube, which is great. As an aside, if you're researching any kind of vacation or anything, there's a vlog about it on
100%.
YouTube.
Good or bad,
it exists, and you can learn something.
Yeah.
Search it on YouTube. But there's a lot for Disney.
Of course. And so we were looking Disneyland specific, and we found that there were several YouTube channels that we kept going back to again and again and again. And okay, honesty, like, full front here, the way the algorithm works is, of course, you watch maybe randomly one channel, it's going to keep recommending other episodes by that channel. So we did get recommended other ones, and we just were drawn to certain ones that we kept watching. So we weren't like loyal consumers of this YouTube content from specific channels for years or anything like that. We literally started watching just before the pandemic started. We kept watching, even though they weren't going to Disneyland all the time. So I think that's really a testament to these specific creators, content creators that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah,
just like how much they kept that alive, even though we had just started watching and then a pandemic happened.
Yeah, they spoke to us and like, they're Disney nerds, and so...
Yeah, I mean, and they're all a little different.
They are.
They bring a little bit of something different.
I think we're going to talk about that. When we go into each one of them.
Yes.
They all bring something a little special.
Yeah, a little bit of something. Okay, so do we just want to, like... These aren't in really any order.
No order.
Okay, who do you want to start with?
Okay, let's start with Ordinary Adventures.
Okay. Ordinary Adventures. Brandon has asked me on several occasions who my favorite ones are. Yeah. Like, my favorite ones I always have to watch. And
I think we're going to say that at the end of this.
Yes, and it kind of differs.
Yeah.
These guys do get named a lot.
Mm.
And yes, we can say that at the end for sure.
I think,
but I really want to, like, I love Ordinary Adventures.
I think if we were going to model ourselves off of any of... of the YouTube channels that we watch.
Yes.
These are the closest we are.
We are the most like Ordinary Adventures.
Ordinary Adventures thing is they're very Star Wars heavy.
Yes, that's true.
And they're huge Star Wars nerds. And Peter.
Yes.
Is the male half of Ordinary Adventures. Had been a major part of Slash Film, which is a big movie nerd content website.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had some ins to, like, movie premieres, and that got them started. They've only been a YouTube channel for maybe 2 years now.
I think they just celebrated their 2-year anniversary like a week ago.
Yeah. Which is absolutely crazy, because they're very popular.
And
well-deserved, because they put out good content.
They're wonderful. I love them.
Really good content. They're most like us.
I
they're
know.
Just super nerdy.
That's why it's super fun to start with these guys.
And adorable. And
I love them.
They like collecting things.
You know what? Okay, hold on. I got it. The first time I ever heard this phrase was actually in an Honest Trailers kind of thing. But the phrase adorkable.
Yeah.
They're adorkable.
They're adorkable.
They are. I absolutely love them. So one thing I like about them, not everyone on this, but I am drawn to the ones that are couples doing mm-hmm. it. Probably mm-hmm. because we're a couple.
We're a couple. Doing this. Yeah, yeah.
I like their dynamic together going through everything. They don't always agree with everything, but I love their, like, back and forth a little bit. They do address, like, food. Like you said, they collect things.
They love to collect things.
I like that they're dog people.
They are super dog people. Their dogs are a little smaller than ours.
Yes, yes. Our dogs are massive, and they're so little.
Little beefy dogs. But
hey, we used to have a Pomeranian. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, they have cute dogs.
And yes, of course, the Star Wars content. We really appreciate the Star Wars content.
I super appreciate their Star Wars
and
focus.
The very first YouTube channel we ever watched in any of our research for our trip to Disneyland, that then got canceled or postponed, was an Ordinary Adventures one about, I think, just like Batu or Ogus Cantina. I don't even remember what it was about, but it was because we were looking up stuff about Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
And they have tons of content about Galaxy's Edge. Couple things I really want to point out. The red Kyber crystal challenge.
The black Kyber crystal challenge.
Well, they have so many red Kyber crystals.
But, so, if you don't know, when you buy a red Kyber crystal in Galaxy's Edge, you have a small chance to get a black Kyber crystal for your lightsaber, and they had a whole video series of Peter buying red Kyber crystals to try and get a black one, and he had a really bad luck about it. But,
so we started watching, and then we're like, "What is this Kyber crystal challenge?" So we kept watching them.
Yeah, and it was a good hook. And
it totally was, and it totally worked.
Yeah,
good job.
It was great.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're
a fun couple and really enjoyable. So
yeah, and they do other things too. So, like, these are all Disney focused, but all of these people go to things like Knott's and Universal.
They love theme parks in general. I think they have passes to Universal.
Yep.
They're big Harry Potter fans as well.
And Knott's Berry Farm.
And
I know
Knott's,
they go to a lot.
Knott's is a good one.
And they're just movie people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their very first episode we did go back and watch, and it is to a premiere of one of the Avengers movies. I don't know which one. I think maybe Infinity War.
Infinity War, probably. Yeah.
So, you know, they're movie people. Yeah. I really like them. So that's Ordinary Adventures. Next on our little makeshift list.
Let's go with Beth's Life and Beyond, because that's the other couple.
Yes. Okay. Good call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the two. There's two other couples.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, there's a lot. Actually, there's more couples on YouTube than there is podcasts.
That we listen to.
It's
true.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay. So let's go Beth's Life and Beyond. I do compare these two a lot. Mm-hmm. Not like compare, but I do think of the two.
I think of them together. Best Life and Beyond is more super Disney.
Yes.
They're not as Star Wars Marvel nerdiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, super duper crazy Disneyland.
Disneyland specifically. Oh, yeah.
If you want a Disney fix, you want to put on your Minnie Mouse ears.
It's true.
And you want to sit by the partner statue and have a good cry. That's the channel for
it's
you.
It's true. I love it. I love it.
No, and it's awesome. And
yeah. So we have another couple here. And again, Spencer is involved in the movie industry somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
Yes. And so we do have that nice little in with this channel. And yeah, just like lots and lots of Disney content. Again, they talk food a little bit.
Yeah. Ordinary Adventures. They try all sorts of things.
Yep. And Ordinary Adventures talks food a little bit. I appreciate that they collect different things. Kitra in Ordinary Adventures does the Loungefly bags, which I appreciate. Well, in this one, we have Katie collects the ears, I also appreciate.
She loves the ears.
And, I like ears and Loungefly bags.
And they like merch in general.
They do.
Like Spencer wears
I love
shirts
the merch they talk about.
And things like that. Yeah. They do good merch searches.
I love their
and
merch
they
searches.
They absolutely love Disney, and they're super positive about Disney.
Yes, yes,
and they're
absolutely.
Like deep dive into Disney.
It's true. They do, they have some really nice ride-throughs, and just, it is so nice to just have people just be excited about being in the Disney parks.
Yeah, they just love Disney.
It's true. Like, I'm sorry, Katie and, like, singing It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, like, it gets me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it. It's just,
no.
It's super fun. If you just want to nerd out Disney,
yeah.
Wearing your ears, I should be wearing my ears right now. Like, oh, yay, there they are. Okay, now I'm wearing ears. Brad had just reached me my Grogu ears that were apparently within an arm's reach from him. You have really long ears. Yeah. Really long arms.
I have really long ears.
You have really long arms. So now I'm wearing Grogu ears. So, yes, this is like a fantastic channel for you. They do things like they've been in Disney World recently, and they do a lot of things like hotel rooms for a couple different resorts in different places, different food items, and ride throughs. Just my favorite for them might be the merch search. Actually,
they're good at merch searches, and they're just good at like the positive Disney vibes.
Totally.
I think that's their hook.
Yes, I like it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay, so let's go with the third couple.
Big time couple. We're talking the couples. Let's stick with the couples. Okay.
Magic Journeys.
I love Magic Journeys.
Oh, they are an adorable couple.
But again, with the adorable couples.
They're all adorable couples. But Magic Journeys, their big hook is the food.
It's true.
They focus on the food.
It's true.
And they are really good
at
describing and rating and reviewing the food.
And you
they're
know
not,
what?
They're positive. They're not like too nose in the air.
Yeah, it's true. But they're sincere.
Yeah. And they will tell you, this is really good. I will have this again. Or, it's fine.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like,
and we did watch a couple YouTube videos of like foodie people who are like, well, I'm going to do it to Disneyland, but I don't think it's gonna be very good.
Well,
oh, look, it's not very good.
It's not a 5-star Michelin food. This churro is not up to my standards.
Right. They are huge Disney fans. Also, she loves Loungefly bags and ears.
And ears, yes. And,
and
very,
they do,
very cute.
It's
very
super cute.
Yeah.
And they do things like merch searches, stuff like that as well. But really, really hone in on the food, I think, is their specialty.
Yes.
And not only that, I think we would share a lot of the similar food tastes as them.
They like food. They like good food. And,
yes.
And they like eating food. And
they like spicy food.
They like spicy
yes.
food.
So I think
he likes spicy food.
Okay, fair.
More.
Fair. She
yeah.
likes. She has a sweet tooth. As you know.
Yes,
I mean,
sweet.
Fair.
A little bit of sweet tooth.
Fair.
And they have really good video editing.
They really do. They're fun to watch.
Yeah. No, it's really good.
So really enjoy watching them. And they're sincere. They're positive. Even when they don't like things, they'll be like, oh, I don't like this. But they're not like,
super negative about it.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, yeah, no, this isn't for me.
This isn't for me. Yeah.
Most things they like, but they like on like a sliding scale. I think I've only seen a few things where just like, no, don't do this. So it's pretty great. It's overall positive and yet sincere. And I don't know how that's possible, but it is. And it just makes me happy.
Yeah, they make me happy.
And yes, they do other things as well. well in the parks, but I think food is their
focus. Food is their focus. Yeah. And
if you want to know things like when we had our tickets and for April 2020, it was Food and Wine.
Food and Wine.
Man, I think I watched their Food and Wine coverage like 3 times, like just to try and get.
Yeah, no, they had really good coverage on the food.
Check them out.
Magic Journeys, the foodie guides.
Absolutely. Yes. And they do other things too, but they do foodie guides specifically.
Yes.
You know, and these guys all hang out together.
They
Let's
really
not forget
they,
that.
Like I said, it's the YouTube MCU universe. They're all interconnected. Sometimes you'll be watching a video and you'll be like, hey, Ordinary Adventures on the Magic Journeys channel. And
then I was watching the Magic Journeys when they were shopping for Nuemos because, I love my Nuemos. And they're like, oh, hold on a minute. We have to stop here and talk to Best Life and Beyond.
Yeah. And, well, okay. So we haven't talked about theme park obsession yet.
Yes.
But Best Life and Beyond and theme park obsession, Dylan.
Yes.
Are really good friends.
Yes.
They seem to be together a lot, even when they went to Florida.
That's true. They went to Florida together.
They were together as well. And they're really cute together.
Like, I know. I love their like dynamic together. Katie and Dylan from Theme Park Obsession will randomly like burst into song.
Yeah.
And they have a thing for Sprinkles cupcakes.
Oh, yes. They have a they have a super sweet tooth.
So if you're at all interested in watching like this, like Sprinkles cupcakes reviews or anything like that, find any either of them, because they of course feature in each other's, and it's just super fun to watch.
They get along really well, and a whole bunch of them got on Smuggler's Run.
Oh, it's true. That was fun
to try and get like the special where you unlock the special
the chewy mode
and you have to do special things on all the seats, and they just got together and made that happen.
That was in the before times.
Yeah.
That was before the shutdown. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk theme park obsession then while we're talking. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dylan, theme park obsession. He is my guy.
I know. You really I mean, I like him, but you really like him.
Dylan, he likes rides.
Yes, he does.
He likes thrill rides.
Specifically thrill rides, roller coasters.
He likes going on roller coasters. He likes going to Six Flags, which most of these people
don't. You're not really getting Six Flags content with any of these other guys too much.
Sometimes, but
not really.
He likes the rides.
Yep.
And I appreciate that because I want to know. I like all the theming and all that, the food and all that stuff too, but I want to go on thrill rides.
Yeah, and a lot, like you can get other content creators who like the thrill rides, but most of them don't overlap, whereas Dylan really definitely does.
Yeah, he's right up my alley. He understands that a good ride is important too.
Yep.
He likes the food and all the Disney stuff.
And
but
I think his tastes are very much in line with yours, probably more so than most of these guys, actually. Just if you were to pick like one of the creators in any of these, not just like one channel, but like any one of the creators, I think Dylan specifically on Theme Park Obsession is like the one that's most in line with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. Thumbs up to Dylan because he does a really good job.
I think the one most in line with me would be probably Kitra from Ordinary Adventures.
Yeah, it's either Kitra or Katie. But
yeah, I'm like flat back and forth. I mean, not just because they're female, obviously, but just like their tastes and stuff.
Yeah, but for me, it's between Dylan and David.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to talk David.
Yeah, we haven't talked David yet.
Yeah, we haven't talked David. Do we want to talk David next?
Yeah, I think so. So, but fresh shout out to Theme Park Obsession because rides, yes.
And you know what I really liked? I mean, we're not going to Walt Disney World anytime soon. I mean, we want to in the nearish future, but Disneyland is right now our focus. But the coverage that they did in Disney World with Katie and Spencer from Best Life and Beyond recently was really good. Like,
yes.
I really
and
like that.
The episodes they both did in Volcano Bay.
On Universal,
The Universal water park made me really want to go there.
I know. And I never thought about that before. And I was like, well, we're going to Volcano Bay. So, you know, they did their job there. Because definitely.
Yeah, like, they should be paid by these theme parks. Because I'm like, right? Just like, makes me want to go there. So, okay. So, Fresh Baked.
Love Fresh Baked.
Fresh Baked.
Fresh Baked.
He's super Disney.
Oh my gosh.
He loves Disney.
This is a really strong statement. This is a very strong statement, but I'm going to stand by it. I think David from Fresh Baked might be the most Disney of all of these Disney creators.
I literally can't disagree with that. Like
nothing
against...
saying these guys are not Disney. They all are.
It's nothing against any of them.
David is like inside, outside, backwards, forward. I'm pretty sure if Walt was like reincarnated, he would be David from Fresh Baked.
Literally, he embodies the Walt spirit.
It's true. I'm pretty sure he might be half Walt.
But if you're going to YouTube for Disney knowledge,
yes,
you go to Fresh Baked.
Literally, he does a show a day.
A show a day.
Of different types.
Fresh Baked Daily.
Exactly. That's his whole thing.
Yeah.
And you're a muffin.
Yeah. And
if you watch it.
He's excited and happy, very positive.
He's very positive.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
And some of his videos of this opening, he's been to the park a few times now.
Yeah.
And him getting teared up.
But it's not, like, hard to watch. Like,
Not over the top.
And, I mean, that's saying something, because I get emotional at everything. So, I don't have an issue with people getting emotional about things. In fact, all of these creators, let's just say this now.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all the creators that we watched their opening day, and we haven't watched all of these people's opening day stuff, they've been emotional. Let's just say that now. But when David does it, there's something different about it because of the level at which he appreciates, like, Disney as an entity.
He's a little more intellectual.
Right. Yeah, he's not just enthusiastic. He, like, really thinks things through.
There's just really cerebral when he's thinking about all this stuff. And
he's friends with these guys, too.
No, they're
I think Fresh Baked and Best Life and Beyond are also really good friends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You see them, like, do stuff a lot.
And Ordinary Adventures.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen Fresh Baked link up with Ordinary Adventures. They've had droid battles
and stuff
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but David, he thinks about things a little bit more.
And I like that he thinks about things while he's recording. Probably because he does it every day. But he'll be like, this is what I think, this is why I might be wrong. And that one, I mean, anytime anyone who is good at something can admit, hey, I also might be wrong about this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he is.
But a lot of the time he's right.
I, like, really appreciate that.
Yeah, no. He's very cerebral. I like that.
Yeah.
As someone who likes to think about things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's very analytical about everything.
Yeah. I identify with that and appreciate it as well.
Okay, also shout out. This isn't on the list because it's not Disney specific, but it's kind of like adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his wife, and then sometimes their baby daughter makes an appearance, is on Royal Dorks.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's more like a their life kind of thing, unless mm-hmm. Disney's mm-hmm. focused,
yep.
but it is kind of adjacent to that. So I do want to shout that out.
And his wife, like, appears on the channel on
all
Fresh Break all,
the
time.
And the daughter.
and they all like Disney, and his wife helped him get tickets for Touch of Disney.
Yes,
and stuff
totally,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all
it's
good.
It's a whole thing.
It's all
so
good.
So I do follow them on Instagram as well, of course. So if you want to see more about, like, David behind the scenes, you might want to look Royal Dorks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they also do other type traveling around things. I mean, he does as well, you know, Universal and everything, but he's very, very Disney-focused.
He got season tickets to Universal because there's no season tickets to Disney for the first time in a long time, so something else to do.
I love David's style.
Yeah, he's got...
he's dapper all the time.
He is dapper. He's got the cool hats.
Perfect.
And the button-up shirts.
It's true. The vest and everything.
He's always ready to go style-wise.
So I was watching just randomly, like, old Fresh Baked videos during quarantine, because of course I was. And I was watching one where he and his wife, I think this was before their daughter was born, and they were just, like, wandering Main Street, and it was, like, little moments on Main Street, I think was the theme of the video. They were walking by, and there was this, like, 12-year-old boy. I think she was filming, and this 12-year-old boy was, like, pointing out to his family just in the background about, like, look, and see that light up in that apartment, that above the firehouse, that is Walt's light. And he was explaining this as, like, a tour guide, and he was wearing, like, a fedora-style hat and a vest and stuff, and she started freaking out. She's like, oh my god, it's you. It's you as a 12-year-old. Oh my god. And I was like, no, that's actually David from Fresh Baked.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I was not that well-dressed as a child. Yeah, well, I don't believe you. But it's exactly what he's like. He's very intellectual about everything. He likes the history of stuff, which of course I really appreciate as well.
Yeah.
No. In order to see anything, I always want to know the context of stuff. So
for sure.
Talked Ordinary Adventures. We talked Theme Park Obsession. We've talked Best Life and Beyond. Fresh Baked, Magic Journeys. Another one that's connected to this, but isn't quite Disneyland specific, is Adam the Woo.
He's an interesting fella.
He really is.
A YouTube extraordinaire.
Yeah, that's true.
He actually started out Disney World.
Yes. And then
he got banned. He literally got banned from Disney World.
Yeah, there are videos about it.
Which is fascinating.
I watched them all. It was so interesting.
And he can go to Disney World now.
Yes, yes, yes. That was lifted.
He's been reinstated, but he goes to Disneyland a lot, or did before the pandemic. And, yeah. But he also does a whole bunch of different, like, Americana travel stuff.
So if you're interested in, like, a lot of travel stuff with a focus on Disney, Adam the Woo might be for you. He does a lot of videos. He has a lot of content
out there.
He's moving towards Disney World again at this moment. I know he was living in California, really focused on Disneyland, and then he did move during the pandemic. He's a bit of a nomad, kind of. So I think he's transitioning more towards Disney World again, but I mean, he's got a lot of content out there. Really interesting fella. Again, serious connection to like Best Life and Beyond and Fresh Baked and things like that. So there's a lot of overlap, but yeah, just really interesting.
Yeah, and he just likes doing things.
Yeah, yeah. He's very adventurous, which we really appreciate.
Very adventurous.
And also very, like, thoughtful about things and sincere about things and analytical about things.
And he also is not scared to, like, start singing randomly in public. And,
it's true.
And that's fun, too.
I really appreciate that. Absolutely. There's different ones that we're not going to, like, we don't watch a lot, like, Mr. Cheesy Pop.
Yeah, Mr. Cheesy
like
Pop is good. He's good, but that's...
We watch sporadically. But, like, these other ones we watch, like, a lot.
DSNY News.
Yes, that's true.
Is good as well, but... Well, the ones we've mentioned are the ones that are just, like, constantly popping up in our YouTube recommended list. So.
Ordinary Adventures, Theme Park Obsession, Best Life and Beyond, and Fresh Baked and Magic Journeys are, like, all the time. I also want to shout out... We've mentioned these guys fairly frequently for their podcast. Disney Assembled is also on Magic the Mouse Radio with us. They're a very cool podcast. It's like a father and daughter team. And like, as someone who hangs out with teenagers all day, like, serious high fives to, you know, teenagers who like Disney.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they actually have a YouTube channel, too.
Awesome.
So, and I know their big goal for, like, coming up is just to do more YouTube content. So, not Disneyland specifically, like, going to the parks, but just, like, Disney content, talking about, and just Disney in general.
Yeah.
You know, just really want to shout them out for that.
Yeah, no, and they're super awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Are they ever.
And they didn't make us mad at all.
No. No. They didn't make the cat. But, I mean, anyone who does a bad dad joke of the week is, like, awesome in my books.
It's just hilarious. So. No, they're super cool.
Yeah.
So check out their YouTube as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, not really Disneyland, but definitely Disney and just super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We've talked a whole bunch about YouTube.
Yeah, we have.
Has it inspired you at all?
Maybe. I'm kind of, do I sound like I'm grinning? Because I think I'm grinning.
You're a little grinning a little bit. We're a podcast about Disneyland.
Yeah.
And,
mostly.
And travel.
Yep.
We're going to start a YouTube channel about travel.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be affiliated with the podcast.
Yep.
But, it's mostly focused on travel. Hopefully we get to Disney eventually.
Oh, my goodness,
soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, like, we bring Disney into everything we do, whether I'm, like, I don't know, bringing my Nuemos along.
Your Nuemos are just going to follow us around.
They really are. Yeah. Or whatever. So, I mean, there will be, like, definitely Disney touches, but we're really focusing on just, like, traveling things and, yeah.
The Disney A Travel Podcast / YouTube channel.
Yeah, it is.
High five.
High five. Hold on, we got a high five. There we go. Consider this official announcement of YouTube coming.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Coming soon. We don't have a specific date, but coming soon.
Yeah.
Yay.
There may be small little previews.
Yeah,
or...
I think we're going to do some, we have some short snippety type things.
Yeah, we have to practice, like, just like anything. But,
we actually live in a very touristy type place.
Yeah, so we might see some stuff around from where we live.
Yeah, and so then, even though it's not travel, I think we're going to give you a sneak peek of where we live.
And then as the pandemic permits, we will expand that.
I'm very excited. Are you excited?
I'm super excited. Yeah, I need to travel so bad. Oh my God. Let me travel. Oh, that was aggressive.
That was aggressive and very deep. I don't like sounded angry.
I'm a little angry. I need to travel.
My passport is collecting dust. Yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah, I paid extra for the 10-year passport. Now I'm losing years on it.
But yes, consider this official announcement.
You're warned. Subscribe. Smash that like button or whatever they say on YouTube.
We should probably figure that out.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Okay, and by all means, check out these people and let us know if there are YouTubers.
Who are we missing?
Right? I mean, like, we're kind of getting addicted to YouTube at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than cable. It's
100%.
You just flick on YouTube and away you go.
It's true. So tell us who we're missing, who we're like, you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't talk about these people.
Yeah.
We know we're missing some.
Oh, sure. There's tons of Disney YouTube content out there.
And can we just thank the YouTubers we like? I mean, they're not going to hear this.
No.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they did?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi. Nah. I had a fangirl a little bit here.
A little bit, yeah. No, it got us through the pandemic. Yeah. Like
still getting us through the pandemic. I get that you guys are like, unlocking the world right now. We're not.
Not yet. Not yet.
That was Hamilton-y.
Yeah, it was Hamilton-y. Sorry.
High five for Hamilton reference. Do you know that there are people who actually go through their everyday average life without quoting Hamilton all the time?
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
That is kind of sad. Anyway, so thank you for all of the YouTube content creators who've been helping to get us through the pandemic and who are continuing to help get us through the pandemic and who make me cry regularly going to Disneyland and standing in front of the partner statue and my God, people.
Yeah, well, and we're not jealous. We're just happy.
We are, actually. Yeah. Like, don't get us wrong. We want to go, but we're happy we get to see anyone get to go.
Yeah, no, it's all positive vibes from positive. Our end, anyway. 100%.
Like, when I'm saying I'm crying, I'm, like, crying happy tears. Like, oh, my God. One day we will get to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you, and please keep it up. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really please keep it up. If you were only to watch one ever again, I don't know how I'm going to answer, so I'm asking you first.
It's super, super difficult because, like we've talked about, they all bring something special.
They really do.
If I had to watch one, it would be Theme Park Obsession.
Would it really?
Yes. Dylan, with his affinity for thrill rides, really speaks to me. I think he brings the right attitude. Second place, probably Fresh Baked, but...
I don't know how I'm going to answer this.
You have a tough time choosing.
I have a tough time choosing at the best of times. Literally, though, you've asked me this before, and it changes depending on the day.
Yeah.
And, like, what's out right now. I used to say Best Life and Beyond.
I love Best Life and Beyond.
And quite frankly, it probably has to do with the merch search stuff, which you might not appreciate as the person who shares my bank account.
they speak to your Disney shopping love, for sure. For sure.
Okay, but right now, like just today, and honestly, it may be because May the 4th just passed, I'm really like Ordinary Adventures right now. Like, it might be the Star Wars content right now. It might be because we're watching Clone Wars. I don't know. Literally, I change depending on the day, but right now, that's where I'm leaning.
That's absolutely fair. We're very, very similar.
It's true. We have very
similar taste.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No. I can almost guarantee you that if Peter and Kitra like it, we like it.
Yeah.
Like, almost guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little more Star Warsy than I am. Probably, they're not more Star Warsy than you are.
They're exactly as Star Warsy as I am.
I'm a little bit more classic Disney. Like, I'm probably wavering right now between Fresh Baked and Ordinary Adventures. But if I have to choose, I'm leaning Ordinary Adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to trivia.
Oh boy. Okay. You asked me some trivia last time and it was horrible. And cruel and mean.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. It was a little mean.
Yeah.
But I just found it interesting.
Okay, and I'm not angry at you finding it interesting.
I wasn't... I didn't think you knew most of this stuff. I just wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
So, don't feel bad.
Okay. I got none right. I'm aware of that.
Anyway, the first question I asked you, I just wanted to hear you try and say the Winter Soldier words off the top of your head.
And then it bothered me for the rest of the time when I kept saying random words.
So, yeah, I mean, you didn't get any of them. you were close on them.
I think I said dawn and you said I was kind
of
close.
Yeah, the one of the words is daybreak, actually.
Oh, is that the one that you were thinking of? Yeah. Close with dawn?
Yeah. Okay, so the words are longing, rusted, 17, daybreak, furnace, 9, benign, homecoming, 1, freight car. Like, are you ready to comply?
I'm going to turn into a murderer.
Ready to comply. That's cool, though, right? You should probably memorize those. It'd be fun to memorize those, don't you think? Without, like, focusing on memorizing them, it's tough. And yeah. They were featured in every episode.
Was it every episode?
In the final credits, you could see them, yeah.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Okay. Question 2.
I asked you... Bucky Barnes' full name.
Yes.
Originated from this real life person.
I didn't know this either. I didn't know anything.
And you were like, It's actually the 15th U.S. president, James Buchanan.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I thought that was absolutely fascinating.
How very Captain America-y related.
Exactly. Like, when they were writing the original comic, that would have been a little closer to when James Buchanan was a...
Well, that's true.
a little bit, anyway, yeah. And finally, third question, I asked you, Falcon represents a major milestone for Marvel Comics. And you said that was...
Is he the first black superhero?
You're actually correct.
Really? I got one right?
He was the very first... African-American superhero for Marvel Comics.
You can't see me because we're not on YouTube yet, but I'm dancing.
Predating Black Panther, and also one of the few of these original African-American superheroes to not have black focused in the name. They make a joke about it in this series, Black Falcon.
True. And he's like, no, just Falcon.
It's just Falcon. I think that's pretty significant.
That's super significant.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
It's absolutely a thing. He's just the Falcon, and he was accepted as, like, Captain America's sidekick at that time. Like, wow. That's cool.
Insane.
It's cool.
That's super cool.
It's super cool.
Man, do I like this show?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's hard because it followed WandaVision, and I loved WandaVision so much, but, like...
The social justice side of this show was pretty outstanding.
I said this before when we were watching it. This show made me really want to read the comics. Mm. Probably more than, like, the movies did.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I got one. That's more than I thought I was
going to get. Yeah, no, you got the one that I wanted you to get. And
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the other ones, those were tough.
All right. I'm not upset with that, then.
No, you shouldn't be.
Okay, so I've got some questions here for you about Disneyland, because we were talking Disneyland YouTubers. And I only am asking you questions about Disneyland that I got 100% correct.
Oh, well.
Question number one. You know, we really like Matterhorn. It is a Disneyland-specific
You can't cuddle on it anymore.
Attraction. No, but we were able to last time.
Long time ago.
Long time ago now. And it is a Disneyland-specific attraction.
It's true.
There is a Yeti on it. What's his name?
George.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
he's George the Yeti.
Thurl Ravenscroft is in, like, voice of Tony the Tiger and like, famous old voice.
That's great.
Exactly.
Okay.
He did his dulcet tones were lent to many attractions inside Disneyland. Can you name one of them?
Haunted Mansion with a name like Ravenscroft.
I mean, fair.
I don't know.
It's a good guess. Yeah. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong.
We'll see.
And then last question. This is a two-parter.
She was mad at me for the last episode. I'm sorry.
No, I knew all of these.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, not only that, he did three and I got all three right.
Super.
Okay, this is a two-parter. Okay, so I'm asking you two numbers.
The 12.
The first one is the number of attractions in Disneyland on opening day.
I don't know. 30.
Okay, and now I want to know the number of attractions in Disneyland, not California Adventure, just Disneyland, now.
52.
Okay, 30 and 52.
Sure.
Sure. You feeling confident about those?
Not at all.
I remember that when you want to know all the words to the Falcon and Winter Soldier thing.
Freight car. Daybreak.
One. All right. Well,
Homecoming.
Homecoming.
That was the one I was trying to give you the clue to.
Cause yes, because Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's the name of an MCU movie.
Daybreak was the one that was like rattling around in my brain, though. Because I said Dawn, which is like, that's
close,
synonymous. It counts. I'm saying it counts. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you have any suggestions for trivia, if you want to make your guesses for trivia, or if you want to...
52.
Sure. What was 52? Your number?
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you want to tell us who we missed in our YouTube discussion today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by all means. Like,
I mean, we're addicted to YouTube, so if there's another YouTube channel we should be watching.
We are totally into watching more YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm like crazy marking right now. I mean, it's, you know, May into June and stuff like that, but then I have the summer. Give me the YouTube content here, people. I'm happy.
What else are we going to do?
There's like, Alberta's on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lockdown.
YouTube.
YouTube it is.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Living vicariously. So please contact us on our social media. Or hey, you know what? If you just want to say hi, we're cool with that too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got an email. We got some Twitters. We got some Instagrams.
Yeah. And our website will soon have our link to our YouTube channel.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. You get
to see our smiling faces doing some random stuff.
You can see how badly Brandon needs a haircut.
I need a haircut really badly.
No, I like your long hair, actually.
And my mutton chops.
I love your mutton chops.
Okay.
My Jane Austen heart is very happy.
Am I Mr. Darcy or am I Mr. Collins?
Definitely Mr. Darcy with a little Colonel Brandon thrown in.
Oh, well, I mean.
It's in the name.
Yeah. But anyway, that's our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who provided our awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on social media, like we said.
Yep.
Facebook at DisneyA, Twitter at DisneyA Podcast,
and
Instagram at DisneyA.podcast.
I was excited about the Instagram thing because that's where I get the comments about the YouTubers that we need to watch.
That's true. I mean, we're most active on the Instagrams.
Yes. And then Facebook. And Twitter.
Well, Twitter.
But we are very active on Instagram.
You should email us. Yes. We don't talk about our email on here, actually.
But our email is available through our website on disneya.wixsite.
You can find the link to our email. It's like mail.disneya@gmail.com or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's through our website.
You can find DisneyA episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more.
All the podcasts.
Please review our podcast and subscribe. If you know someone else who might like our podcast, be sure to recommend DisneyA to them. You can also listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic the Mouse Radio on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, with replays on Wednesday and Friday, also at 4.
We tend to start a little earlier because we tend to talk a lot, so we generally start.
Well, I mean, they got to pay their bills, so they got to put some advertisements in there.
Right,
and so a little before four.
Yeah. Magic the Mouse Radio found these super rare recordings of, like, a day at Disneyland from the 50s.
Ooh,
and
that's
stuff like
super
that.
Cool.
So listen to Magic the Mouse Radio because they come up with the coolest stuff all the time. And speaking of living vicariously through going through the parks and stuff like that, they don't just do Disneyland. They do all the Disney parks. They focus a lot on Disney World, actually. So it's just generally cool Disney stuff.
As a Disney fan, it's a fantastic thing to just turn on while you're sitting at work or doing whatever.
I listen to it a lot while I'm marking.
Yeah, and you can listen to Magic the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuna Radio, Radio Garden, and many other radio station apps. And we're also hosting the Disneyland Magic Hour.
Oh, yes. Magic the Mouse Radio has different Disney parks music, and we are proud to bring you the Disneyland one.
Yeah. But, that's awesome, because, like, yeah. I mean, that's our main park, and sounds of Disneyland, it's just really classic.
I know. The park that Walt built.
It is.
Yeah. That's a special place.
So, thanks to Magic the Mouse Radio for hosting us and letting us present that the sounds of Disneyland.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And join us next week when we return to Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
And our decade segment, which they don't have on Disney Plus anymore.
But we're still doing it.
We're going to do
it. Well, they have like an animation section.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they used to have a through the decades section.
Through the decades. Anyway, we're going to go through the decades.
Yeah, we're started now. We've committed.
We're committed. And we're going to go to the 70s. Ooh. We're going to do that 70s show.
Well, I think we have a title for next episode.
But until then, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. So till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Good. It's not a 5-star Michelin food. This churro is not up to my standards.